राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर बनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं सावितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान् कृतांश्च पञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विष्टे नमः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनय तद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना ब्रजवधूवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेमकुमार्थो महान् श्रीचैतन्यमहाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्रादरो न परः वन्दे श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य नित्यानन्दो सहोदितो गौडोदये पुष्पवन्तो चित्रोषन्दो तमोनुदो श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवसति गौरभक्तो वृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 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 जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्यष्टौतर्षत श्री श्रीमद्विजवाइन्द्रेश श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रीपोपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदिंग और भक्तवृंद की जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मायापुर धाम की जय गंगामय जमुनामय की जय भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेटर बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories to the Sambal devotees, all glories to the Sambal devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Sansaya, slow. Huh? This is 37, okay. This is also 36, which I will read myself. Hari Hari, first of all, we welcome you. And we are very happy that you are with us, with Bhagavatam. You are with Bhagavatam. You are with Krishna. Because where there is Bhagavatam, there is, or it's better to say, Bhagavatam is Krishna. Not that where there is Bhagavatam, there is Krishna. Sounds like a two different things. But these are not two different items. Bhagavatam is Krishna. So if you are here, you are with Krishna or you want to be with Krishna. That's the idea. That's why. Hari Hari. Oh. Well, that reminds me, well, I had not forgotten, but you know, Shukdev Goswami spoke Bhagavatam. He's a first speaker. Officially, he was the first one to speak Bhagavatam. And he spoke Bhagavatam during this month. Hari Bol. Which one is this month? Month of Bhadrapad. And you know where he was speaking. There's no time to say, get into those details. You know where he was speaking. Ganga Maiya ki. And he was speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. And Hare Krishna, what happened? Started sleeping already. Uh, Really, we should have some beds here. So the Kali Yuga was 30 years old. Now Krishna departed. Well, Krishna was here for 125 years. And then Krishna Swadhamopagate, Krishna returned to his abode. Of course, this is his abode, so. Or his Aprakat Leela. Anyway, this makes things get dragged on. And the point being, Krishna departed, and from that day Kali Yuga began. Tad dinat Kali Rayata. And from that day onwards, or that day, Lord also appeared in the form of Bhagavatam. Adhuna Prana Arka Uditaha. You know this famous statement from Bhagavatam. That day, Bhagavatam appeared, which is brilliant as what? Sun. Brilliant as sun. And then officially, Sukadeva Goswami spoke. Bhagavatam, when this Kali Yuga was 30 years old. And he began his recitation on Navami of this month. Radhashtami ki? You know when Radhashtami is. So day after Radhashtami is Navami. So Sukadeva Goswami began his recitation of Bhagavatam on Navami. And he recited Bhagavatam for how many days? For 7 days. And seventh day was Purnima. Bhadra Purnima ki. And that is why I also wanted to let you know, if you did not know that already, that ISKCON is doing yet another kind of marathon. Bhagavad Gita marathon, that you know. Now we are beginning Bhagavatam marathon, distribution of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam in sets of Bhagavatam. So that's called Bhadra campaign, Bhadra Purnima campaign. So it has already started. And we encourage you all to participate in distribution of Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So I just wanted to let you know that Bhagavatam was spoken during this month. Yes, that would be also a good time to you to maybe do some little extra recitation or reading of Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Sada Sevya, Sada Sevya. Srimad Bhagavati Katha. Always serve. Sada Sevya. Serve Bhagavatam always. How? By hearing, reading. So that would be also a good time. Between Navami, or starting with Navami of this month, Ashtami, then Navami until Purnima. Anyway, that's so many thoughts, and then how we had to read today's verse. Also. Well, let me say it. Is it okay if I say that? Some thought is there. You could also do a Bhagavad katha for 7 days this year. That Bhagavad katha could be Srila Prabhupada Mahabhagavad katha. You could make Srila Prabhupada as a topic and recite. I did that 1 year myself. 7 days I did a Bhagavad Katha, and the topic was Srila Prabhupada, Mahabhagavad Srila Prabhupada ki. His Katha we did, and you could also, just an idea. This is a very special year, 125th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's birth anniversary. So you could, and then you could distribute also Prabhupada Leelamrit. Those who do katha, Prabhupada katha, then your audience, you could do face-to-face like this, or you could do face-to-face online also. That is also face-to-face online. A lot of business now takes place in online. The whole world is operating online, preaching online. Hari Hari. And you could distribute Bhagavatam also, sets of Bhagavatam. Just an idea. I'm going to suggest this too. We have many Bhagavat Kathakars in ISKCON, authorized one. So they could do Bhagavat Katha, Prabhupada Bhagavat Katha, and distribute Leelamrit and sets of Bhagavatam. Okay. Having said that, so this is Canto 10th, amazing canto, Ashray. There are 10 topics of Bhagavatam, and 10th canto is Ashray, shelter giving canto. 10th canto. Canto 10, chapter 11. Childhood pastimes of Krishna. That's the title. And text number 35. It's all Krishna here. Adau, Madhe, Ante, Hari or Krishna sarvatra giyate. In this canto, throughout, there is Krishna, 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 hey. That is what you will find in this canto. Pahimam, rakshamam. So this chapter, we already said 11, text number 35. Okay, now you don't say this. Because there's no purport. Huh? Am I? Oh. 36. Okay, I was looking at the wrong one. Because both the verses are beginning with Vrindavan. 35 and 36. Both the verses are Vrindavan. First word Vrindavan, so I was confused. Okay. Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulinani cha Vikshasit Uttama Priti Rama Madhava Yor Nripa. Translation. O King Parikshit, when Ram and Krishna saw Vrindavan, Govardhan, and the banks of river Yamuna, they both enjoyed great pleasure. Really both. We also enjoy just by hearing that Krishna and Balaram enjoyed. We enjoy. Okay, text 37. Evam Rajaukasam Pritim Yachantau Balachestitai Kalavakyai Svakalena वत्सपालो बभूवतु. Translation and purpose. Okay. In this way, Krishna and Balaram, acting like small boys and talking in half-broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all the inhabitants of Braj. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the cows. Purport. As soon as Krishna and Balaram were a little grown up, they were meant for taking care of the cows. Cows. Although born of a very well-to-do family, they still had to take care of the cows. This was the system of education. Those who were not born in Brahmin families were not meant for academic education. The Brahmanas were trained in a literary academic education. The Kshatriyas were trained to take care of the state. And the Vaishyas learned how to cultivate land and take care of the cows and the cows. There was no need to waste time going to school to be falsely educated and later increase the number of the unemployed. Krishna and Balaram taught us by their personal behavior. Krishna took care of the cows and played his flute, and Balaram took care of agricultural activities with the plow in his hand. I'm yet to read Balaram. Taking care of or doing the, we see him carrying plow, but he does use the plow to drag a demon closer to him, that we know. And then he has a club in his hand, and once demon is closer, finished. So that one use of the plow we have heard, but then he took care of the agricultural activities with a plow in his hand. So, kahi padhe ho Maharaj, Vrindavan Chandra Maharaj, or anyway, you let me know if you have come across Lord Balaram's pastimes. His agricultural activities. Okay, so evam rajaukasam pritim yachanto bala cheshtitaihi kalavakyai svakalena vatsapalo babhu vatuhu. In this way, Krishna and Balaram, acting like a small boys and talking in half broken language, gave transcendental pleasure to all inhabitants of Braj. In due course of time, they became old enough to take care of the cows. Krishna Balarama ki. So in this section here, as is the style, the Puranas or Bhagavatam doesn't give the dates and calendar like that, always. Sukadeva Goswami just says the pastimes, pastime after pastime. Sometimes the sequence is also goes backward and forward. It just depends on his ecstasies and ecstatic feelings, and he just talks So, but I think, yeah, so we know from Acharya's commentaries, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that Lord Krishna stayed in Gokul for 3 years and 8 months. And then that was the day of Diwali, and that was Damodar Leela pastime took place, and the grinding mortar and dragging and uprooting the trees. Hari Hari Bol, don't sleep. And then there was a Ishta Goshti held. Oh, this place is a very dangerous place. Lots of terrorism is happening here. They thought that was terrorist attack. The huge big trees were uprooted. And who did this? Who did this? They were trying to find out. There were little children, friends of Krishna. And they said, who else? He is the one. He is the one. He did it. The elderly folks, they did not believe this. Come here. Take this rasgulla. Okay, go. But they had to do something, protect. Of course, they were thinking of protecting all the children. Children were especially being attacked. And they wanted to see that children are protected, especially Krishna and Balaram is protected. So they wanted to go change the location. So Ishta Goshti was held. Nanda Maharaj was presiding, Upananda was there. Anyway, I'm getting into details like this. And the Upananda proposed, yes, I know the location. I know where we could all go, get relocated. Vrindavan Dham, okay? And this is very confusing. They're already in Vrindavan. We're going to Vrindavan Dham. So this is, anyway, that's also Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan also. So then immediately they loaded their carts with the belongings, most essential items they packed, loaded into the cars, like washing machines, TV sets. No, I'm just joking. And they started for Vrindavan. And then they crossed also Jamuna, Mayaki. I will not tell you. So in fact, it was dusk. By the time it was time to cross Jamuna, it was already getting dark, so they had spent night on the other side, same side as Gokul, overnight camping. And next morning, they crossed Jamuna. Again, these details are not there. Sukadeva Goswami did not talk about this. He talked about going to Vrindavan, and then Krishna is saying, Vrindavanam sampravishya. Krishna entered Vrindavan. And how was Vrindavan? Sarvakala sukhavaham. It was giving pleasure to Sri Krishna. Krishna and Balaram were very happy. And the first verse also said, Vrindavanam govardhanam yamuna pulilanicha viksha. Krishna saw Vrindavan कृष्ण वृक्ष वृंदावनम गोवर्धनम, कृष्ण वृक्ष गोवर्धनम, कृष्ण वृक्ष यमुना फूलिनानी. He saw. This is Sanskrit, but you could understand, right? So it's not simple. So Krishna is seeing this Vrindavan for first time. That is why he's talked here. He saw Vrindavan. He saw Govardhan. He saw Jamuna. So they have crossed Jamuna on the way to Vrindavan. Krishna was wondering. They were riding in one special cart. There was Krishna, Balaram, Yashoda, and Rohini in one cart. And there are so many other hundreds and thousands of carts of other residents of Gokul. And see the thoughts of all these Gokul Vasis riding in the cart. They all wanted that their cart is next to Krishna Balaram's cart. Hey, we are way behind. Could our cart be all the way where Krishna's cart is? This is how all those riding in the carts, everyone was not riding in the cart. The elderly folks, ladies and children were riding in the cart, and others were walking. Cows were also walking in the front, and elders were walking, and they had lathis, they had sticks, and no guns. Their sticks, their godhanani, they want to make sure their cows are protected. They are going through the forest, so protection is essential. So that's how it is described. So Krishna was inquiring, Maya, where are we going? This is the first time ever Krishna was out of Gokul. He had never ever left Gokul and gone to any other town or a village. First time he's going on a tour and riding in a cart. So Yashoda said, oh, we are going to Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Why Vrindavan? And Yashoda says, Vrindavan, beta, Vrindavan is a big playground. It's a big playground. And when Krishna Balaram heard, they started jumping. Hey, khelenge, we'll play. They started jumping in the cart as they heard, hey, we're going to Vrindavan, we'll play there. And Yashoda says, there's a playground, big playground. So finally, on the same day, they have come, they have crossed Jamuna River, no bridges. How did they manage to cross? They used the carts to make the makeshift bridge. One cart, next cart was in front of that cart, and another cart, and another cart, maybe 50, 100 carts. And then folks are walking from one cart to another. And in Vrindavan, while there are so many others were swimming, elders were swimming, they're holding the calf, little calf, they were carrying calf on the shoulder and swimming. And as they swam with the calf on their shoulder, the cow, mother of that calf, was swimming right behind. So hundreds and thousands of elders, they're swimming with the calf, and the cows are swimming right behind. And finally they are in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham, okay? Yeah. And then all their carts passed by Krishna Balaram temple. On Bhaktivedanta Swami Marg, which was one time known as Chatikara Road. When Prabhupada got this property, there was a Chatikara Road leading to Chatikara. And there's a Chatikara village, it is there even today. Oh, sorry, Krishna. I didn't realize. So that is where they all parked their carts. And that was mentioned in text 35, which was yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. Tatra chakrur vraja vasam avasam shakatair ardha chandravat. So the residents of Gokul, they parked their carts, semicircular, ardha chandravat, ardha half moon shape, they parked their carts. And then they made a makeshift residential quarters, and that is where they stayed for a long, long time. Well, not very long time. Again, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they stayed there for another 3 years and 8 months. And again, they are going to, I'll just say that right now. And again, they are going to spend 3 years and 8 months in Nandagram. So, grand total is how many years? 11 years, 3, 3, 3, 9, and 8 multiplied by 3, that's 24, that's 2 years, 9 plus 2, 11 years. So, when Krishna was 11 years old, then Akrur comes and back to square one. Back to Mathura. That's where he was born, right? Circuit is completed. So this is where Krishna and Balaram stayed, not far from Krishna Balaram temple, for 3 years and 8 months. Now the place is known as Chatikara, but in the scriptures we find the name as Shaktavarth. Shaktavarth. Shakat, it's already mentioned right here in the previous verse. Shakat is a cart. Shakat is cart. Like a Shaktasur, one demon appeared in the form of a cart. Shaktasur. So they all parked the carts. So that place became known as Shaktavarth. And in Krishna's childhood pastimes to be continued there. Childhood pastimes in Gokul, and then some more childhood pastimes are going to take place as Krishna and Balaram are residing at Shaktavarth. Good to remember, meditate like that. So during the manifest pastimes, these are the three locations where Krishna is staying. Mathura is the fourth one. He's staying in Gokul, he stays at Shaktavarth, Chatikara, and he stays at Nandagram. That is, overnight he's staying there. And during the day, he has his pastimes all over. As a calf herd, so he's beginning his activities as a calf herd boy. They became old enough to take care of the cows. In Gokul, he was not old enough, not capable, not competent. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not competent to take care of your cows. What kind of Supreme Personality of Godhead he is? You cannot even manage to take care of the, forget the cows, they're too big, not even a calf you could take care of. How does that sound? Hari Hari. So this is Vrindavan Krishna. Vrindavan Krishna is like that. Or he doesn't get to play these kind of pastimes up there. I mean, maybe he does. I mean, I don't know to open that topic. So now he's old enough to take care of the cows. So in Gokul, his pastimes were predominantly full of vatsalya ras. The parent word, no? And he had just now started mixing and mingling with the children and playing with them. So Sakhya Ras was just now beginning, but mostly it was Vatsalya Ras in Gokul. And as he has shifted to Shaktavart, now he wants to enjoy company of his friends. And then there's a proposal. I want to go into the forest. I want to take care of the cows. I want to take care of the... Forget the cows! You will take care of the cows! Nanda Maharaj is not into it. No, not cows. I will take care of, at least I could take care of the calf. Cows. It's difficult for me to say difference between cows and calves. It's for Indians or for me. So bear with us. So there was in fact the debate then between Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. As Krishna had, little Krishna, he is only what, 4 years old, and he wants to go into the forest taking care of the cows. So initially Nanda Maharaj, he was also not in favor, but finally said, okay, you could possibly go. But Yashoda said, no, how is that possible? Krishna going into the forest and taking care of the cows. I'm taking care of him all day long myself. And he's hungry and thirsty all day long. I have to feed him and this and that. But he has just now started getting up and walking and, you know, just now started running and walking, and you want to send him into the forest? So the wife and husband, the couple was debating. Nanda Maharaj inclined, Yashoda wasn't so much inclined, but finally he said, okay. He may go. And then Nanda Maharaj had organized. He managed, well, not difficult to manage, some small group of cows. And then some short, small ropes. Okay, Krishna, you hold the ropes in your hands. And there was some crash course also was given. How to turn them around, how to get them to stop or get them to go faster, you know. Different lessons Nanda Maharaj gave to Krishna and Balaram. And as they were leaving, it was the first day ever. First they had left the Gokul, There was a big thing. They had left Gokul, come out of Gokul. Now they are even going on their own into the forest. First time, no Nanda Maharaj around, no Yashoda around. They are going to be on their own. So as Krishna and Balaram with a small group of cows were leaving, going into the forest, Pravishya, Vrindavanam Sampravishya, previously mentioned, they entered the forest. Yashoda and Hari Nanda Maharaj was, they stood there for a long, long time. Hey, don't go deep into the forest. And Balaram, take care of your brother Krishna. Take care of him. You have to protect him. And you better come back before lunch, you know. Don't be late. Mother Yashoda is, her heart is going with them and giving all these warnings and signals and guidelines. And it was, initially it was planned. Okay, you could go into the forest, taking care of the cows in the forest, but not every day, every other day, okay? You can't go every day, every other day. Okay, Maya, every other day. Go every other day. So there was one day, Krishna was expected to stay behind that day. So Yashoda had seen Balaram leaving by himself with the cows and some other friends, their cows also. And Krishna wasn't there with Balaram. And then Yashoda was busy churning butter and household duties and thinking, Krishna has stayed behind today. I'm very happy. He did not go into the forest. And the next, she saw from the window. What was the scene? Krishna was running to the forest. And then Yashoda started running behind to catch hold of him, stop him, bring him back. So at some distance, there were Balaram and other friends, and Krishna is in the middle running towards them, and Yashoda is way behind. And Krishna is looking behind and running, and looks behind and running. And Balaram and friend, run faster, run. And Krishna is running faster and Yashoda is trying to run faster, but she cannot manage. She's a, Yashoda, the size of Yashoda. So Krishna made it. Krishna reached where Balaram was. And he has embraced Balaram and then Mother Yashoda comes and there's a tug of war. Yashoda is pulling Krishna from one side, Balaram from other side, and Krishna Balaram won. Haribo. Okay, you may go today also. That was not the day for him to go to the forest, but okay, go. And then, so like that, these loving dealings mentioned here, Kalavakyai Balachestitai. This one says that all the residents were pritiam. They were very, very happy. Or Krishna and Balaram give pleasure to residents of Vrindavan, especially to Nanda and Yashoda, by their balachestitai, their childhood pastimes, some naughty pastimes, childlike pastimes, kalavakyai, speaking broken language. God doesn't even know how to speak. What kind of God is he? He doesn't know how to speak. Just now learning. And he's speaking broken language as all children do. You did also. You did not speak full sentences the first time you started. Some words. Mame and Daddy. Prabhupada. Some children learn as Prabhupada. First word they say, Prabhupada. But those broken words are so pleasing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they started him teaching started teaching him reading, writing. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was learning ka, kha, ga. So as he was doing this ka, ka, kha, ga, gha, ga, a, I, o, so many thousands of people would gather around just to listen to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying ko. He's saying ko, and he's saying go, and po, fa, ba, bho, mo. Was so sweet that they would just sit around and listen to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recitation, which was again broken, not able to say, pronounce it correctly. But it still was so sweet. Kalavakyai Vatsapalo Vabhuvatu. So it is also, we always do not take note of this, that before Krishna and Balaram becoming Gopal, they have become Vatsapal. They are Vatsapal first, and then on Gopastami, during month of Kartik, they became Gopal. When they grew in size and age, tataha pauganda vayosritaha. Tatasya pauganda vayosritaha. We are in 11th chapter. When we reach 15th chapter, the first verse will talk of Krishna becoming, attaining Paugandavaya. This is a Bal Leela. The Pauganda Leela begins from chapter 15th. And that day they become cowherd boys. Now they are calf herd boys. From Vatsapal, they're promoted. Promotion took place. Congratulations, Krishna and Balaram. To you. Vatsapalo Babhuvatu. Hari Hari. Yeah? Like Gowan or Mahaprasad, they go in there. I was thinking, our Krishna Balaram, is he Vatsapal or is Gopal? Gopal only. There's one calf, I was doing puja this morning, and I took note. I had taken note a long time ago. But there's one cow and one calf is there. Horns are there, that's cow, and no horns, that's calf. So he's like a Vatsapala and Gopal at the same time. And sometimes the way they are dressed by pujaris, Krishna Balaram, then we have Shrangar Darshan. I have experienced this many times. Then pujari gives ropes into the hands of Krishna and Balaram. And ropes are tied, one around the neck of the cow, another around the neck of the calf. And they also have tiffins in their hands. Sometimes some patram, pushpam, phalam, some grapes they are carrying. And as we, as I'm sure we also, I also, take darshan, Krishna and Balaram are ready to go into the forest. May I also go? It's kind of, we make appeal, I don't know, at least I begin appealing, could I also come along, Krishna, Balaram, could I also? May I join you? We get that feeling. Shrangar Darshan, this is the time, this is around the time that Krishna and Balaram go into the forest as part of their Ashtakaliya Leela. It's around 8, in fact, they go. So, Srila Prabhupada has given us Krishna Balarama ki, also Lalita Vishakha Radha Shyam Sundar ki, and Gaurnithai ki, so that they could understand Krishna and Balaram are non-different from Gaurnithai. Prabhupada made this statement one time. He has this Krishna and Balaram and Gaurnithai, one temple next to each other, just two. Balarama hoila nithai, Balaram becomes Nityanand Prabhu, Nanda Nandana Jai, Sachisuta hoila sai. So we are Gaurnithai, we are Krishna Balaram. And when he installed Krishna Balaram, we were there, I was there. Hari Hari. And, I'm remembering. And next day there's a morning walk. And Prabhupada was talking to us on the morning walk. Said, now I have given you Krishna Balaram. And now you could go to him, stand in front of him and say, sir, what's the difficulty? What's the problem? Is any problem? If you have any problem, difficulty, you could go, Prabhupada said on that morning, go to Krishna Balaram, stand before him and say, sir, I have this difficulty. Sir, sir, you say, sir, Krishna Balaram, sir, Lord Krishna Balaram, I have this problem. I have given you Krishna Balaram, now go to him and solve your problems. Address him, he is there, he has appeared. Hari Hari. Yeah, I think in the beginning of the Bhagavatam class I talked about distribution of sets of Bhagavatams, and I told you why this is the time for distribution of Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada's set up Bhagavatam because of the Purnima, which Purnima, Bhadra Purnima, Sukhdev Goswami concluded his recitation of Bhagavatam that day. And then I, at the end of class, I also want to make another announcement or appeal that World Holy Name Festival K is also beginning from tomorrow. The Bhadra campaign for distribution of Bhagavatam has already begun, but the World Holy Name Festival is beginning tomorrow, goes on for 2 weeks till 23rd. You are one of the speakers, Shrutha Kirti Prabhu, and we have a big lineup. And we had been celebrating this World Holy Name Festival for past 25 years. This is a silver jubilee of World Holy Name Festival. We started during Prabhupada's 100th birth anniversary, 1996, with one day, World Holy Name Day. For some years we had one day, and then we did it. We started doing it for more days, longer days, for 1 week. And this time, this is a very special year, so we are doing it for 2 weeks. And the medal is 17th of September, and that's the day Prabhupada arrived in America, in New York, to be precise. And he, what was he carrying when Prabhupada arrived in in New York? What was he carrying? In fact, he was carrying two things. Bhagavatam. Anything else was he carrying? Umbrella. Okay, that's nice. Also carrying a suitcase. Okay, welcome. What else? What else was he carrying? Yeah, Krishna Kanaya Lalake. What else? Or Krishna in what form? Harina. He was also carrying Maha Mantra with him. So basically I wanted to say, if you don't mind, that he was carrying with him Bhagavatam and the Holy Name. Bhagavatam and the Holy Name. And we say, oh, he was penniless and he was friendless. Is that true? Was he penniless? If he was carrying the Holy Name, he was richest person in the world with the Holy Name. And no friends? How is that possible? Friend in need is friend indeed. On the way there were heart attacks and Prabhupada needed help. Help, help, help. And who helped? Krishna helped. He took charge of the boat. So, was Krishna around as a friend? So he carried Bhagavatam. So, we had to distribute Bhagavatam, of Srila Prabhupada. And he was carrying the Holy Name. And these were the gifts. He gave the gift of the Holy Name and gift of Bhagavatam to the Western world and to Eastern world also, and to the whole world. So he was ambassador of the Holy Name, ambassador of the message of Bhagavat. So hence we have both of these festivals, campaigns are happening simultaneously, distribution of Bhagavatam as well as distribution of the Holy Name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So you will find the details. We have done, there's lots of promotion happening here, there, everywhere, including Instagram. What did they say? Telegram also. Telegram, and there's another gram. Instagram, what is that? Anyway. So please take note. Please take note, our leaders of all the temples, and organize distribution of sets of Bhagavatam and celebration of World Holy Name Festival. So this is something for all of us to do for next couple of weeks for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada ki. For his pleasure we do this. So we are all followers of Srila Prabhupada, disciples, grand disciples of Prabhupada. Now someone was saying, you are only disciple, but I am grand disciple. You're sounding like, you are only disciple, but I'm a grand disciple. I'm a grand. So, and then we hear that the grandfather is, he loves grandchildren more than the father. There's a father and a grandfather. So grandfather loves grandchildren more than the father loves his children. Something like that. So he loves you. Prabhupada loves you. You think so or not? Could you say, Prabhupada loves me? Prabhupada loves me. That's a big thing, right? If Prabhupada loves you, what else do you need? Prabhupada loves you. And then, of course, we love Prabhupada. You love Prabhupada?
Yes.
Say that. We love you, Prabhupada. And if you love me, what did Prabhupada say? That's something else. Then he wanted our cooperation to show me. I want to see your love. Not only hear you saying, I love you, but I want to see you loving me. And so show your love by cooperating with each other. Cooperation. To keep this institution together after I'm gone, that part is also there. So we have this obligation, burden on our shoulders to carry, to become responsible to protect and propagate, spread Krishna consciousness movement and Krishna consciousness. Spread Krishna consciousness movement and spread Krishna consciousness. Okay. Thank you.